produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
I have spent my morning just doing a self-check and just thinking back to some life's lessons, encounters, experiences, wisdom taught, and I've smiled. I've had moments of pause, and not all were good, not all were bad. And when I think now of things that my mom said to me when I was much younger, and I wish I could have conversations with her now. And as far as keeping your home and things that she liked done a certain way, because I'm pretty sure she was taught a certain way, and you know, her household was different from her upbringing, there were some firm foundations and truths that she stood on, even though she grew up in the country, and my dad and you know, she still brought that with her to, you know, a bigger city. And I think about, you know, anything from the smallest to, which are now huge for me, is keeping your house. And when she would say, you know, you have to keep the bathroom clean, you have to keep your kitchen clean, you know, dishes out of the sink, and the floor swept, and things of that nature. And I hold on to that now. And sometimes, in, you know, my grandmother, you know, I would, you know, call that boot camp, and the way they did things, because we had more people in the home when I spent my summers with grandma. So she still liked things a certain way. And at that time, I kind of didn't put the two together that she taught my mom, and my aunts taught my mom, and because they were taught. And when I think back, and now I'm teaching my family and saying things to them, and they're probably looking at me like I looked at them like, oh, you're nagging, and you know, I'm doing it right. And you know, my grandmother would say, you know, and I knew what that meant. And sometimes she would, you know, reference what she meant. And I can laugh about it now. I didn't so much laugh about it then. And I'm sure as I'm saying things about my mom and grandma and just different people that influenced my life, you're thinking back to some of the things that have influenced your lives, good, bad, or indifferent. And I looked back and I thought about some of the things that they said, that when we take the time to sit down with the Lord and read the Word, they were taught from a foundation that we can find in the Word. And I'm so amazed at times when I look at certain things in the Word of God and how God taught the disciples and just how the Lord led the people of Israel. And it's just so many life lessons that we sometimes used to wonder, where did that come from? But we realized now, when we look back, oh, we're so thankful for the wisdom that we were given. And that's how I look at the Word. It's wisdom. It really is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. Because it has kept me from making, at times, not all the time, because if we're honest, we don't always follow it word for word. But when there are those times where we're in a particular place and we cannot find it in people and comfort and trust in people and things we can't articulate to a friend or a trusted soul or even a therapist, because we may not be able to understand it all. The Word of God is an open. It's open for us to really understand some of the things that, and the people that we read about in the Word, were no different from us. And yes, we're in totally different times, but if we take the time to read and really apply it, how different was it? Yes, we have more amenities, we have cars, we have homes with running water. It's different. Or some of us still don't have homes with running water. I could think of the many times that there have been things that, because of a happening in the home or something not working properly, that we've been without certain amenities that we become accustomed to. And I say that just to say that when some may think the book of the Word of God is not relevant, oh my, how misled we are if we just pick it up and read. When we can pick it up and read and see how it relates to what we're even going through today, and how Jesus taught us in the Word through life experiences, through things he encountered, through the very things that we are going through now, that he spoke of, that we would have trouble, that we would have situations that would lead us down the wrong path or making wrong decisions, or we could make right decisions, or we could follow the Word, or we could come back to him and trust in his Word, trust in his promises, seek him in our trials and our tests, when our faith is so low. But even to say that, even if you have mustard seed faith, you can accomplish, if you just come to him and trust in him, if you turn back to him, if you are in a place where you cannot articulate, it says you can cry out, you can moan with and speak in your heavenly language, of which people cannot understand. And when he says, don't lean on your own understanding, it's because at most times we've been in places and spaces
that have led us to believe it's not going to, we're not going to make it. But he says, cheer up. I've overcome the world. Because he knew. He knew that we would be in these times and we would be in these places that we needed him ever so. We just cannot, what does it say? We cannot make it without him. We can't make it without him. We can't do it without him. And at this point in time, I want what God wants for me above what people say they want for me. Because no one knows me or you as well as God does. Even our parents or those who have raised us have said, I don't understand you sometimes. I know I find I say that to my family. Or your husband or your wife may say, I just don't understand you sometimes. And we look and we say, sometimes we don't understand ourselves. We just don't have all the answers. But if we look to God, it says, where does my help come from? My help cometh from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over Israel will never slumber nor sleep. How many times have we fallen asleep in many situations, in our prayers? We've been so tired. I just can't keep my eyes open. That's been in the Word. Jesus said, watch and pray with me. But they were too tired. So when I think of things of that nature, and he was at a time where he's getting ready to make the ultimate sacrifice for his people. And yet, they could not stay awake, just like such were some of us. How many times have we said, oh, I'm going to be there for you. I'm going to do this for you. I've had people say, I'm going to be there for you. I got you. But for some reason, maybe not always to their own fault, something happened where you found that the only person that you thought was going to be there couldn't. For whatever went on in their own lives, or maybe they fell asleep. Or maybe they forgot because something in their life was so much more important that they put all else out of their minds to say, I'm going to be there for you. But God said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I'm always watching over you. I will keep my watchful eye on you. No one can pluck you out of my hands. But if you hold your peace, I'll fight for you. I'm always leading and guiding you if you listen. He's always telling us, peace, be still. He's quieting the storms in our lives. But if those storms didn't come, would we be able to see, to test our faith, that mustard seed faith, to be able to come back to say, Lord, you did that for me. And so many times we say, oh my God, if God hadn't done that for me, I know it was God. Because she didn't show up, he didn't show up. But he sent a stranger to help me. I prayed and I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me. And you say, oh, well, that's something I read. Yeah, but how many times have you sat down and really thought about it? And it was the Lord that carried you through. And I say all that to say about bringing us back to the firm foundation. being built up in our faith. Where do we get that from? Our help. The Lord is our God and our keeper. Some says that he will sustain you. It didn't say people will sustain you. It said he will sustain you. The times that we had with family or dear friends or loved ones that poured into us, that showed us a way, that gave us a nugget that we held on to. And at the time we were like, oh, they just talk and they just want to be heard. Oh, you know, Aunt Susie, she's this way and that way. And she was pouring in. And may not have been right there for that moment. Or someone may have said, you know, as they told us, don't touch that. Don't touch that. It's fragile. Don't touch that. It may break. Or handle this particular way because it's precious. Or you may touch something that they found to say, but you know, the reason I'm so, I'm so mindful of this because it was with me at a particular time and the Lord allowed me to have it. So I hold this precious, not as an idol, but it's just, it's a remembrance. Like some of us, hey, you know, our Bible is our sword. It's our word. It's our foundation. It's something that I could go to when I can't call on Susie, or Susie may have gone on to be with the Lord or whomever. I can't reach them because they're on another side of the world. They're in a different time zone. Or you may feel that it's 5 a.m. I can't call that person. Because it would be out of order for me to call them, even though I may cherish the wisdom that they may have. We have to remember, where did they get it? Let me go to the source. Let me go to the source. Because I can come to him boldly. I can cry before him and he knows exactly without someone saying, what happened? What? Tell me. I don't understand. He knows me better than I know myself. Why? Because he knew me before I was even on this earth. Before I was formed in my mom's womb, he knew me. He knew exactly what it is that I don't even understand about myself. Can we be honest? Do we really know all that we need to know when we need it? No, we don't. We don't, if we're honest. We have to sit and take the time to get into the word, to build up our mustard seed faith. Because we may have a bunch of faith in this area. Because we know as someone said, you know, you can sit on that chair because you know its weight capacity. It can handle you and then some. But then you can go and you may go into a different place and space, a new job, a new a health crisis, what have you. And you could say, I don't know what this is. And the Lord may say, I knew you. I know you. Don't lean on to your own understanding. Or he may say, watch. Be alert. Be quiet. I'm sending something for you, but you need to hold your peace. Don't open your mouth and give them you. I need them to see even a light, a shimmer, but you can't do that if you are out of sorts, if you are leaning on your own understanding, if you have not ever walked in this territory. Follow those or learn from those who have. We have so many distractions that lead us into thinking that they are the relief that we need or the people that we need, and they show us a certain thing, but for such a time, like it says on the pill bottle for a headache or pain, it's temporary relief. Temporary relief. is just what it is. It's not going to last. But the Word of God, our firm foundation, He is the Lord our God. He says, I do not change. So that means I can always come to Him and He's always going to be there for me. He's not going to change direction. I'll change direction. I'll change my mind. He says, my word shall forever stand. So that means your promises to me will stand. But it's up to me to stand on the foundation of the word, to stand on your truth, to lay my concerns and my cares before you. I have a responsibility to pour in and to allow God to pour into me through His word, through what He tells me, through what He's teaching me and what He has taught before. His faithfulness, it didn't say Julie's faithfulness. It didn't say Derek's faithfulness. It said His faithfulness. He didn't say they wouldn't leave, because we know if we're living life, there will be temporary encounters. There will be long-lasting encounters, but only God is forever. He's not ever going to leave us. We'll leave people. How many have we left? How many have we said, no, well, our friendship's not what it used to be? Or life has taken you on a different territory. It's taking you in different places and spaces. And you may not be able to talk every day like you used to. So it's not saying you don't love them anymore, you don't trust them anymore. But there are times where there are people that have come into our lives that have not been built, relationships that were not on the firmest of foundations. But God says, my word, my truth, I am the way, I am the light, I am that I am. He is all that and more. But we, through our life's experiences, through our trials and tests, through us stepping out into new territories and wanting His favor, His love and kindness to guide us and keep us. Who else is a tour guide like that? They can only take you where they've been. They can't go everywhere that you are called to go. So they speak to us from that place and space. They pray for us in that place and space. Because that is as far as one watereth, one planted, God gives the increase. That's the word. And that's for whatever it is that we need for. We cannot say, I got it, as our children, as they get older, as they start to walk or whatever it is that they're doing and their you know, assignments, their assignments. And we want to help them. And we realized as we looked to it and said, oh, this is different from my experience. Oh, we didn't do this. Oh, wow. Okay, well, and immediately, if we're in tune, we say, Lord, help me with this one. I don't understand. Lord, help me with that. And then we take them as far as we could go. We give them a foundation because it's all built on a foundation. And then we ask for God to expand on what it is, to help us in where it is and what it is that we do not know, that we do not. We humble ourselves before Him and we acknowledge, Lord, I don't have it all together. I need you to guide me through this day. They gave me a foundation in this, but this is bigger than where they they gave me a foundation. And Lord God, I pray that I'm able to hear from you on this, because my whomever in my life only gave me this much. And he may send you somewhere that you will encounter. They've watered it. Now you're going to be in this place, this teaching, this learning, this life lesson, this encounter. And you're going to be planted in it for a little while. But I'm with you. I'm still the foundation. I just need, for what it is and where it is that I'm taking you, I am leading you in this particular place. But you still have the foundation. I'm the foundation. I am the way. You are the vine. You are the branches. Whatever you call to be, he's all of that and more. He's all of that. If you're called to be that for someone else to lean on you for such a time. But we know that he is the firm foundation that we need, that we can't make it without. But how do we come to really be confident in it? Through his teaching, through the word of God, guiding us and keeping us. For we have the living word of God, which is full of energy, like a two-mouthed sword. It will even penetrate to the very core of our being, where soul and spirit, bone and marrow meet. It interprets and reveals the true thoughts and secret motives of our hearts. That's the word, Hebrews 4:12. So when life is coming at us and we don't understand, but if we hold on to even our mustard seed faith, and we get into word with the word of God, if we come into him, if we come to him in prayer, if we lift him up over the adversity or whatever it may be a new encounter. It may be coming into a new place to live, a new home, or the fact that we need all of those things. He knows what we have need of. He said, I shall supply all of your needs. But you have to bring them to me. You have to recognize that there is a need. And then we have to stand on his foundation, his truth. And when we are weary and tired, it says, where does my help come from? My help cometh from the Lord. He says, come unto me, all who are weary and heavy laden. He will give us rest. Didn't say people. But we need to admit to him that we're tired. That's where he restores and revives my life. He opens before me the right path and leads me along his footsteps of righteousness. His footsteps of righteousness, so that I can bring honor to his name. So I can reverence and say, Lord, thank you. I know that it was you. I'm not making that person an idol. I thank you for them. Bless them for their kindness, or bless them for the lessons that they taught me. Or I forgive them for the harsh lessons that they taught me, because it led me to you. It led me to your firm foundation. It led me to your truth. It opened up to me, the word of God, to guide me and keep me. It helped me to recognize that those whom I thought were only temporary relief to get me to where that place, that firm foundation in you that I so need, every day of my life. Every day of my life. So when we get to that place and we recognize and we give him honor and we recognize and reference that if it were not for the Lord who was on my side. So now we can draw near freely and boldly to where grace is enthroned to receive mercies, his mercies, kiss, and discover the grace we urgently need to strengthen us in our time of weakness. And we look at weakness as, oh, we can't be weak. Why can't we be weak in him? He knows all things. Nothing is too hard for him. We can give it to him. We can cast our care. But our responsibility is to reverence him, to look to him, so that he can restore us and revive us in our lives, in our walk, so that we walk in the right path, so that we can accomplish his promises. And we can, in turn, encourage one another. Because it's not all about us. It's not all about us. It's not always what I can do or what I can get. But it's about who can I encourage. Because now I know, like our parents and our grandparents and whomever, whoever raised us, who had the wisdom and the knowledge from what they, their foundation that they had, taught us. So that we can now, in turn, continue. That we can plant, we can water, we can allow God to give the increase. Amen.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.